Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. On today's show, we talked about, COVID, man, staying home with our kids and getting really annoyed at doctor's offices. But first, thank you for listening to today's podcast, which is made possible by our friends at Breyers Carb Smart, partnering with American farmers for 100% grade A milk and cream. Look, by now, you've probably heard us raving about our new favorite frozen treat, Breyers Carb Smart. And they're available in tubs, bars, which you've heard us go on and on about, with yummy flavors like caramel swirl, chocolate covered almond, vanilla, peanut butter. Each of them has only 150 calories or less and 3 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. It's the perfect frozen treat for all those hot summer days that we have left. And because we love it so much, we want you to try it too. So here's a special offer for our listeners from Breyers Carb Smart to satisfy your next sweet tooth craving. Just go to Breyers.com/FCOL to get a special $2 off coupon. That's $2 off to enjoy these delicious Breyers Carb Smart frozen treats, the perfect companion to your low carb lifestyle. That's Breyers.com/FCOL to print your $2 off coupon.
Coming to Live by Live Thursday, July 30th, Darius Rucker's Darius and Friends virtual concert benefiting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Catch an exclusive one-time-only performance by Darius Rucker live from the Grand Ole Opry stage, featuring guest appearances by Clint Black and Tracy Lawrence. All proceeds from the show benefit St. Jude, so get your tickets today at livexlive.com/Darius and tune in July 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern only on Live by Live.
Hi guys, it's Viola Benson and Gabriel Zamora, and we're joining today for a new episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy. We are finally back. We have signed with Podcast One, and we're so excited to be part of the team. We are constantly trying to grow as people, and we're trying to educate ourselves, so it's okay if there's something we said that you didn't agree with. Let us know, and let's have a conversation.
Yes.
We want to hear your thoughts, so
I'm
yeah.
I'm open to learning.
Me too.
Be sure to check out Too Tired to Be Crazy with Violet Benson on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
I just downloaded it.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
Hey, everybody, what's up? What's up? What's she doing, Steph?
Just hanging out.
Kicking it. Chilling.
Kicking it old school like we used to in quarantine. Except we're not still in quarantine. But kinda.
I mean, we're supposed to be in quarantine.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about, should we maybe stay home since our state is going bonkers?
Well, you know what? Before we make a big decision like that,
mm-hmm.
I just noticed your coffee cup. It's a bunch of pictures of Phil, and it says, fill my cup.
Fill my cup.
Fill my cup.
Oh, look at how cute
Mazel tov.
Should we say hi to some peeps?
We should, and we have a new one. Valerie Fenwick.
What up, I know that name.
You do?
Yeah. She's been with us a long time.
I'm sure she has, but she just stepped it up to the $25 level.
Aww.
So that
thanks,
we can say
Valerie.
Hi to her.
Hi, Valerie.
Aaron Lance.
Otis.
Kelly Luther Vandress.
Aw. Kelly, how do you feel about that?
Hero. You're my hero.
Oh, he's
hero.
Everybody's.
Don't be a hero.
He's everybody's hero.
Krista Stroop. Get the strap. Lisa Domino White. Too many names. Rachel Newcomer, who's not new anymore.
No.
Gabby Fonseca and Missy Schaefer.
Those two.
Have you seen them lately?
I have seen them. They're everywhere. Just open your eyes.
Stephanie Stinker.
What's up?
Ishan Vajpayee. What up? Rebecca Lubin.
You're so cute.
Kelly Brandt. She's not your aunt. She's better than, she's like your
mom.
Yeah. Better than your aunt.
Better than your mom.
Randy May Ames, blue hair, don't care. I don't know if her hair is still blue, but if it is, yes.
Don't care.
Not give zero fucks. Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell.
Aww. Those three.
Angie Saldivar.
Angie. Why don't you call Stephanie anymore, Angie?
What? I know.
Come on.
Now that we don't have any gossip about the school, I never hear from you,
Angie.
I know. Angie. Michelle McKibben.
Ah.
Hi, Michelle. And Amy Hunt.
Hi, Amy. Mrs. Hunt.
Everybody. What's up?
What's up?
So we're socially distanced this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, we always are, but now we're like really like we got out the tape measure.
Yes.
6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Why is that, Lynette?
Not anything I did this time. Well, as we all know, Adam had shows in that great state of Texas.
Hot spot. Now, last week when we talked, you were like, oh, I thought
everything
those shows.
There were
and
some
then
shows.
Kaylin was like, no.
So I think they added shows because some got canceled in other parts of the country.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't, you know, what am I, his agent? So, yeah, and
James Baby Doll Dixon.
Light and sweet.
Light and sweet,
Speaking
baby.
Speaking of light and sweet, Kaylin, my coffee doesn't have any light in it or sweet.
Oh.
Well.
The machine.
Sorry about that.
Doesn't the machine spit out the cream?
That machine is always doing something weird. We only have one person that works at the studio that really knows how to work it, which is unfortunate, and she's not here very often, so... When she's not. I mean, I can just brew the regular coffee for you if you want a new one.
No, this is fine. I think we have creamer in the fridge, but this is all fascinating. But no, I'm not getting on Kaylin. I'm just saying our machine, you know.
Yeah, it's a funky machine. It's always doing something weird.
I feel like there's some tension between you and Kaylin now, and I'm wondering.
I know. I got on him earlier. Taking too long to start the show.
Oh my God. We love Kaylin so much.
Yes, we do.
Aww.
Yes, we do.
And Kaylin, to the point you are so good at your job.
Thank you.
I told him that he needs to go home before Adam gets here.
I'm actually planning to work from home all this week.
Good.
Because I'm very nervous about that traveling.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
As you should be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there's, you know, Adam has to bring his producer too. So it's not just Adam. It's another person that had to go with him to Texas as well.
Yeah. Max Zapata. Mm-hmm.
So he went to Texas.
Yeah. Well, before he left.
Against your better judgment.
Before he left, I said, well, what's this Texas? Hello? And he was like, yeah, well, he said that, I don't know, I guess the club isn't filled. They keep it half empty or something like that. And there's no meet and greet after. No meet and greet. Well, if you're there, why not just make out with everybody while you're there?
Right.
So I don't know. I just anytime he travels. But I told him that me and Natalia are putting him into quarantine when he got back. So he got back yesterday. Yeah.
And is coming in today.
And he's coming in later today. Yeah.
So much for quarantine.
So much for quarantine. Well, me and Natalia, I don't care. What, he can go about his world, but he can infect Kaylin all I care about. No, I'm just kidding. But at home, like, Natalia is like, well, what are we going to do? And I told him, I said, well, what are we going to do? And he said he's going to be very careful on his trip. But the problem is I guess it doesn't matter where he goes. It's just the fact that he was traveling.
Yeah, he's on a plane.
Yeah.
He's in a club.
And he's in a club. Right.
Are the people in the club wearing masks? Probably not.
I don't know.
Because they're probably eating and drinking, so they're not.
Right.
They're all Ted Cruz-ing it.
Ted
Cruz on a plane.
That's right. So.
So you're going to talk a little more on Patreon about.
Yeah. I'll give an update on Patreon.
About Natalia and Adam.
Yeah. A little update about them.
Now, and we're sorry about. Last week's Patreon.
Yeah, sorry.
So we did a Patreon, and Lynette gave it her all, guys. Some of you heard it because you're total go-getters.
Yeah.
But the no-getters were like, whoa, what?
Before they can even, like, it was whiplash. It was up, it was down.
It was so nice, though, because nobody got really angry with us. Everybody was so cool about it.
No,
so many people were like, hey, by the way, I heard it, and good call.
Yeah.
Taking it down.
Yeah.
So one of our listeners, Corinne Hayes, mm-hmm. that we used to do the that had the
And she's got an attorney. She's an attorney, isn't she?
For labor,
right?
Not like labor and delivery, but like employees,
right?
Right. So she was like,
not good.
Guys, loved it. super fascinating listen, but I would recommend that you take it down. So I texted Lynette, and Lynette was like, because Lynette has no filter in the best way. Like, I mean, sometimes you do, but
yeah,
we both, I've done this too.
Right.
I've done this with Cecily on Bored AF because we do a Patreon there too. And sometimes I've talked about something that happened like on a Facebook group or something.
Right.
And we get like 13 minutes in and Cecily goes, I don't think we're going to want to put this up. And I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
Delete.
Yeah.
So, but it's a fine line when we're trying to give you guys good content and inside scoop. And then it's a fine line between that and getting ourselves in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the fans are used to it by now from us.
And listen, you guys can – some of you can blame yourselves because you're tattletales.
Right. But this time it wasn't anybody – it wasn't anybody's fault.
No.
But my own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, Corinne, so blame her.
Yeah, it's all Corinne Hayes' fault.
Yeah. So anyway, we took that down, but we intend to maybe do three episodes. So we want to do – like we're going to do a Q&A with Sunny.
Yeah.
I put it on the Patreon page for questions. Mm-hmm. That I'll just put up like even as soon as Kaylin has it for me. And then we'll do one for this week.
Right.
A Patreon.
Right.
The Adam thing. And then we'll have one for next week. We're going to be dark.
Right. So we got to record.
But Patreon's not going to be dark.
Right. No.
Why? Because we care about you guys.
That's right. We put our lives on the line and we care.
We go the extra mile.
Yes. We don't put up a best of.
Mm-mm.
That's not our style.
No. It'd be weird to put up a best of Patreon because they're all available. You know, every once in a while I'll have a podcast I listen to. I'm not going to name names, but some of them will put up like, okay, I'll say like one of them is like reply all. Like sometimes you'll have a podcast you listen to and they'll be like, hey, we're going to replay this one that was really popular, you know, in 2017. And you're like, yeah, by the way, I have access to 2017.
Right.
So I can just scroll back and listen to it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Thank you for moving it to the top of the queue so I could re-listen to it.
Right.
Like I'll be the judge if I want to listen to something again.
Yes, I know.
It's so fucking lazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. Come on. I mean, they could.
Now, with our show, it's different because we're putting up shows that are already behind a paywall.
Right.
We're not going, hey, here's one from last week. Maybe you hadn't gotten to it yet.
Yes.
We're going to read. That's
yes.
the best stuff. We thought it was really good. We're going to get you something that you haven't heard in a couple years.
Right.
It's just funny that some of these podcasts are like.
Like they think like. They're pulling something over.
Yeah. They're like, hey, remember this one from June?
Yeah.
That you could still
Don't look over there. Don't look over there. Look over here.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you had that with podcasts you listen to?
Yeah. No, because I listen to shows like Guru that you told me about. Like,
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't have a chance to do a best of because it's
right.
Not, I don't listen to really ongoing shows, really.
You don't?
I listen to, yeah, no, I listen to like shows, you know. Serials.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there were some new ones because I listened to Guru.
I know.
I listened to Motive for Murder. I listened to all these.
What's Motive for Murder?
Oh, that was a good one. That was another like six-parter put out by Dateline.
Oh.
One of those. Like, remember the one about that was like the truth about Pam or
something?
Yes. This is like that.
And what's his
name? It's a longer story.
Keith
Morrison.
Morrison.
Yes. I think this one is like maybe Josh Mankiewicz.
Ah.
Equally great.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, it's like a six part about a girl that was killed.
Do we know the story?
Yes, because they featured it on Dateline before, but there's like an update to it. It's a good one.
Okay.
Just trust me on this.
Yeah. I'm going to trust you. Motive for Murder.
Yeah, it's about a girl who was killed and then they're trying to figure out who did it and what was the motive.
Okay.
And it ends up being kind of surprising.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leave it for Dateline. It sounds like a Dateline. Motive for Murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was in Texas.
Yeah,
not
he
really
was in
social
Texas.
Distancing.
He got back and Natalia and I have been in our own little area of the house that he doesn't. He's not allowed to come near, not allowed to be in the TV area. He can watch TV in his office, which he's fine with. But the problem is the kitchen area. So, But he says he's washing his hands and blah, blah, blah. But if he has it, he has it. Doesn't matter how many hand washing he does.
Not now.
No. So, yeah. I don't know. So, and but now, like, California's insane. It's just gone insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was wondering, I was thinking, like, should we put ourselves on lockdown over here?
I don't think so because it's...
Other than the main person that works here, everybody else is being
careful.
And we're
socially distanced and we're by ourselves.
Right. Except for the guy that works here, that's here all the time.
Right.
Breathing.
But...
Maybe if I tell him not to breathe.
Don't breathe. Do us all a favor. Stop breathing on anything. Hold your breath. Do your show. Then breathe when you're outside of the studio.
I've seen him do it many times. He talks so much. He doesn't take a breath.
Yeah. You know, it's really hard because there's extremes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's the extreme of people that don't let their kids like do anything.
Right.
And it's hard because I feel like we're not going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
This is such a big deal.
And I know.
For a lot of people, they haven't, like, their kids don't get to do anything.
Right.
And I feel like you have to find, I'm not saying a compromise, but like educated risks.
Right.
I say involving the kids. Like, for me, look, I'm in my 50s. Where am I going?
I know.
Like, I don't care.
I know.
I'm like, stay home? Oh,
no.
Okay.
Twist my arm.
I mean, the only places that I was going anyway mm-hmm. were like the grocery store where you can still go,
mm-hmm.
you know. And of course, remember back when we first had the shutdown, it was a huge deal to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I was like, so scared every time
right.
I went.
Yeah, and like spray everything down.
Yeah, and people were like giving each other dirty looks. Like,
yes.
you know,
mm-hmm.
like your mask is a little bit too low.
Uh-huh.
But so now it's become this weird thing where it's, you know, people are, I mean, I hear about these Karens that mm-hmm. are, you know.
Right.
Like, I'm not wearing a mask, America.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen that.
I haven't either.
Everybody where I live is on yeah. mask patrol.
Right.
Even the crazy, even like the on nextdoor.com,
uh-huh.
most of the people are complaining about people not wearing masks,
mm-hmm.
not complaining about wearing masks.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
like, even the, and my next door has super gotten super right wing. Like it's just a lot of people complaining about their civil liberties all the
right,
time.
Right, right.
And yelling at people to pick up their dog poop. Right.
God damn it.
You'd think there'd be people that are like, God damn it, my dog should be able to poop wherever the hell he wants. America! But no, they're just like, I've got a camera. Here's a picture on my Ring of whose dog is this that pooped on the lawn.
Oh, my God. And they post the pictures of the dog?
Oh, my God, yes.
Have you seen this guy?
Like a dog in a lineup.
The dog has got like a trench coat and the hat and the sunglasses taking a shit
on
the lawn.
Squatting.
Yeah. No. Have you seen this man?
Yeah.
This
Have you
dog?
Seen this poop?
Yeah.
Like the dog's gone, but they're like, look at this poop. Whose poop is it? I'm going to find whose poop. I'm going to have it DNA tested and track it.
Yeah,
to your...
you better hide your dog.
Hope you didn't use Embark to get your doggy's DNA because it's in the database
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to find you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So my point is.
I bet there's not a lot of selling sofas and stuff on next door anymore.
I don't know.
Right?
I'm not sure. But it's so here's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, I feel like we got used to a certain amount of freedom kind of crept back into our lives.
Right.
And it's hard to go backward from that. Like, I got used to letting my kids play with a certain
yes.
other group of friends or going to the beach and social distancing.
Right.
But, like, doing things. And it's weird when you're like, okay, but. I mean, I'm with you when you go, yeah, but there is a big spread.
Right.
So then do you just go back to like
That's
never
what I'm
leaving
saying.
The house?
That's what I wanted to talk about today is what do we do? Do
I
we
say
continue?
We keep coming in because I need it for my mental health.
Yeah, that, yeah. But like what about Natalia's, you know, four friends that she's hanging out with? Like how do I know that their older brother or sister isn't hanging out with their You know, and so on and so on and so on.
I mean, that's where I say it's sort of a measured risk because then what happens? Do we just make them stay in their in the house
no.
all day, every day, and then not go to school?
I can't either.
Elby, I feel like Elby is so sensitive that it's not that she's like some crazy. I just feel like she feels so much better when she's being social.
Right.
Now, Sadie and Xander don't care as much. In fact,
they're no-getters.
Literally, Sadie, I was starting to feel really guilty about Sadie's lack of social life, really.
Right.
She does have – she has one friend that is fun, her friend Layla that I've told you about. But Layla doesn't ever call her or ask her to do anything. It's right. always us going, hey, what's Layla doing? Like, can she come on this adventure? Can she come do that?
Yeah.
We talked about this last week.
Right.
So – sorry, my phone is ringing and I'm going to turn it off. So I feel like but Sadie doesn't even complain that much. She's like, if it comes up, if I go, hey, have you talked to Layla? She'll go, no, she hasn't called me.
Mm-hmm.
But so yesterday I said something about how school was going to be starting up on Zoom.
Right.
On August 10th, they have this like boot camp thing, which is like a couple of days of just all day long, like meeting their teachers over Zoom. And she said, oh, so wait. Is school going to be at home? And I was like, yeah, we haven't discussed this. Right. But she goes, oh, well, last I heard, we were going to be doing like a hybrid, like some days there and some days not.
Right.
This is how she doesn't – this is how much she doesn't care.
This is how many fucks she is.
None. None. Zero.
0.001.
She's like Bethany Frankel. She's zero fucks. So I said, oh, actually – and I was bracing myself for a little bit of her getting sad.
Right.
I was like, actually, they're not going back at all for the future.
Yeah.
Well, for as far as we know right now. And she was like, oh. And I said, oh, you're okay with that? And she's like, yeah.
Mm.
I said, okay. And then Xander was a little more bummed. He's like, really? We're not going back? And I said, no, not right now. But LB cried about it.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's just like it feels like one blow after another. Now there's not going to be sports, so your cheerleading services are not going to be required. You know, go ahead and learn the cheers, but do them in your room or have fun. So it's almost like these older kids, they have no motivation. It's like, well, okay, so you can learn the cheers and practice them with your friends, but for what? Just to feel like you know cheers,
right?
Like they're trying to drum up. Some responsibility or expectation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like every shutdown that's advanced affects her mental health very directly. She gets sad about it, loses motivation. And
there's tons of kids like that. Yeah, I know. I mean, I would think the majority of kids, a lot at their age, you know, this is the time, you know, that I can't imagine. Like, I can't imagine. That was the only reason to go to school was to see boys and to flirt with them. That was it for me.
I know.
Like,
too.
I don't have that, what am I doing? Right. So imagine just being stuck in their house and not having any of that excitement to look forward to. I mean, it's what's the point? I know. It sucks. I do think that there is a more benefit of – it outweighs at least. I don't know. I mean, as long as you know who they're with and what their precautions and you trust the parents, I guess is what it boils down to, trusting the parents that they're taking precautions, then, you know, I'm fine with them seeing their friends. It's, you know, small and how they hang out together and where they are, you know, may not be inside, but outside, you know, a lot of people have pools, whatever. So
we've been going to the beach a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Which, by the way,
that's too much of a go-getter for
me. I was thinking that it's so different being a mom. I have turned into such a mom.
Yeah.
When I go to the beach, I'm probably a major embarrassment. You know, me and my friend went together with our girls yesterday. And we were so laughing at ourselves because I was like, first of all, we looked at the weather and it wasn't going to be hot.
Right.
So she and I both said, are you going to wear a bathing suit? And I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
So we wore sweats. I was wearing sweats, a t-shirt, and a bra because right. I wasn't going anywhere in the water.
Right.
Flip-flops, but we she was wearing Birkenstock flip-flops.
Oh, my God.
Because I was like, we've hit the age where even our flip-flops need to sort of be orthopedic.
Yeah,
like,
uncomfortable.
Have support. Right? And then she was like, oh, I've taken it a step further. I've got indoor Birkenstocks.
Oh, that
are
really?
Like foam.
There's a difference?
Well, because of coronavirus, she has a pair that is just for being indoors.
Oh.
Because she's like, you know, I've reached the age where slippers feel kind of gross to right. wear. Like,
yeah.
Wear them too much. And then I go, that's kind of gross. So she goes, so now I have flip-flops, but they're only indoor use only.
Ah.
So
that's
that they've
smart.
Never left the house. So I don't have to worry right. about COVID. I'm like,
that's
interesting.
Smart.
And then we've got like, we're wearing the sunscreen that's like leaves a
white
trace on your face. We're like, because no fucks.
I know.
I'm like, I've got my hair up in like a banana clip on top of my head, not combed from the morning. Right. It's just funny the difference because the girls.
Right.
And also we were looking around. I'm like, all of these girls on the beach are wearing bathing suits that go G-strings.
Yes. I know. What's the deal? What happened to the little boy shorts that were in style?
Oh, my God.
Come
on. No, it's all up your butt.
It's all up your butt and to the left. What
yeah.
the fuck?
But we were laughing so hard at ourselves just going, we're giving people a treat by wearing sweats
right.
today. Because this quarantine body. I've put on the COVID-19 for sure, not exaggerating. I've gained a lot of weight. But the thing is, it's just, it's no different for me now going to the beach than going to Target.
Yes, I know.
There's no
it's
more
no
skin
difference.
Involved.
No skin
just
in that
a little
game.
More sunscreen. We've got our chairs, our big five,
right.
like chairs.
Right.
We're not even late. There's no towels involved
chairs.
Anymore.
Yeah.
But we have so much stuff with us.
Right.
That. For what?
Right.
I brought a hoodie and a backup hoodie. That's because I was like,
oh my God.
And then we stopped at Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
So, and I was wearing a white tank top, but with a black zip up hoodie over it. Right.
Right.
Thank God. Because as soon as I ate one of my tacos, which I was like, let's eat our tacos in the car. Cause
yeah.
I don't want to be dealing with sand.
No, I know. No, no sand in the taco.
No. So I eat my taco.
Not at least the one you're eating.
Exactly. Wash that out later. So I'm eating my taco. I spill taco sauce on my white tank top.
Oh,
but I'm like,
course.
Well, now I'm going to have to wear the hoodie zipped up.
Right.
As if I really care at that
yeah,
point
I know.
That people go like,
like hey, you got
lady,
something on your shirt.
That old lady with the hoodie and the taco sauce on
right.
her shirt and her hair, the banana clip. Looking good. And then we're like, no wonder our kids don't want anything to do with us.
I know. I know. And it's true. They're wearing complete I mean, they got so much skin. It's nuts. And the shorts that are like riding high and
oh
you can
God.
See their cheeks hanging out. Like, come
on,
girls.
Oh, my God. Elby went, like, bought this pair of Levi shorts and she was so excited because she found them at a vintage store.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, I found these Levi shorts and they were only $26. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, can't you get a pair of Levi's and cut them off yourself for $26
right.
brand new?
Right.
And then – she shows them to me, and of course, there's no dressing rooms during
yeah,
COVID time.
Right.
So they have to just guess.
Right.
right. So she's like, I don't know. They looked like they would fit me. Then I tried them on when I got home, and they fit great.
Uh-huh.
And then she shows them to me, Lynette. First of all, they were super tight.
Like Jessica Simpson?
Right.
Like Daisy Duke?
Yes.
In
Well, and then me and my friend who were at the beach, both girls were wearing – their cutoff shorts,
mm-hmm.
and we were like, look it, you can see both of their butts.
Right.
You can totally see their butts.
You
and
see
I was
them.
Like, well, at least we're at the beach.
Yeah, I know.
So we're going to be able to see more of their butt when the shorts come
right,
off.
Right, right.
But where are they wearing? Like,
I know.
That's not appropriate.
I know. I know. And then they wear the Brandy Melville shirts that look like, if they're not being worn on a human being, they look like they belong in a toddler's drawer.
Yeah.
They're that small.
Yeah.
No joke. Like, but that's what they wear, and it's tight, and
oh, yeah.
it's like up showing their belly.
You know what the new thing is? I'm sure Natalia's doing it. they wear lingerie tops now, which is in style like in the 90s, I feel like, where you'd wear a shirt that's legitimately a lingerie top, right? Mm-hmm. A camisole, whatever, like lacy with a negligee, basically, over jeans.
Right.
They love that look. But it's not enough for LB to be wearing a negligee shirt. She has to crop it up. Like, it needs to be like a halter negligee. I'm like, we get it. You got stomach muscles. Like, I'm like, you can't just let that, like, be a little bit, like, loose.
Yeah.
She's like, no, Mom, that's not the look. We like to wear it. And so they tie it with, like, a hairband.
Yeah, in the back.
Like, they scrunch it up in the back so that it's up so that you can see their stomach.
Right.
And then I tried to go, like, I mean, is that, like, so
is
it's like,
necessary?
I go, it's like a lingerie top. And she was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the style. Like, that's what people are wearing.
Right.
As if, like, case closed.
Right. I know, it's crazy.
Like, I'm not submitting it to court junkie.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
It seems a little much.
I mean, and then they wear like a bralette sometimes. And, you know, it's just like everything's just hanging out. And I was trying to think, did I dress like that? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I had to cut off shorts. Remember when you used to take the T-shirt and take the bottom of the T-shirt and put it through the neck?
Yes.
And then pull the bottom?
Yes. Yes.
Like, now you do it when a guy is getting dressed up like a floozy. Like,
yes,
that's
yes,
the guy's
yes,
move,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
He's joking around.
Yes.
But I used to wear shirts like that.
Me too. That was a big summer camp look.
Yeah. Used to take the I don't. Luckily, I don't see that anymore, thank God. What a look that was.
Yeah. But I do have some pictures of myself when I was a cocktail waitress. And I would wear, for sure, I think I was very pleased with my stomach back then.
Yeah,
like when I was in my early 20s, I guess.
Right.
I must have like somehow been at a low weight at that because I know I had a lot was self-conscious about my body. But I see these pictures and I'm like, wow, that's an interesting look.
I know.
And I'm wearing a full-on halter top with jeans.
Yeah.
And you can see my whole stomach. And I'm like, I went out like I worked like
right,
that.
Right.
I went to my job like that.
Right. That's crazy, isn't it, to think? Could you imagine coming to your job looking like that now?
Well, I mean, I'm wearing that now, but that's because
nobody's
for Kaylin.
Around.
Yeah.
Just for Kaylin.
Yeah, so these
speaking
girls.
Of Kaylin, should we talk about KiwiCo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
KiwiCo.
We've been complaining about the kids not having anything to do, but that's not true.
No, that's not. This is a really good idea. So this is what KiwiCo does. They send the child a super cool hands-on science and art projects that are delivered to their door every month. And, you know, kids love to get mail. And listen, we've seen these because we have friends that have done them with their kids.
Yeah.
And they come out really cute.
Yeah, I've done them.
Yeah.
I did it, the robot one.
The robot.
Yes, my kids loved it. We got two robots and then Elby, for her age, got this light, a crank light that she made.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can do them at different ages. And, you know, you can go on there and you can pick which things you want to build. And listen, there's not a lot going on right now. So this is a great thing that you can do that's creative and it's a new thing for you and your child to do. Your kids can do to keep busy. Why not? So, you know, if you want to try KiwiCo, you can it's redefining play, they say, with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. So get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line at KiwiCo.com/FCOL. That's KiwiCo.com/FCOL.
Yeah. Also, Ritual.
Yes.
I love Ritual.
Me too.
I just got it. Funny enough, that we're doing this ad today. I just got my new shipment of Ritual.
Me too. Yes.
I did not pause it because I've been taking my vitamins every day.
Every day.
Like my woman's formula.
That's right.
Helps get me the vitamins and minerals I need.
Yes.
Because every year now I go to the doctor and he's like, are you taking your vitamins?
Mm-hmm.
I go, yes, I am.
Right.
Taking my Ritual.
Yeah.
And I love that I can take it on an empty stomach
because
it's got like sort of a minty aftertaste. It doesn't taste medicine-y.
Mm-hmm.
and it doesn't give me a stomach
yeah.
ache.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like too.
I like that they determine what vitamins I need.
Absolutely. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to go to the store and buy.
I don't have time for all that shopping for like, oh, how much vitamin A do I need?
Right. No.
And Ritual sends it to your door every month. You don't have to think about it. You go, I'm being healthy. Then you can actually just congratulate yourself every day.
Right. Give yourself a high five in the mirror.
Yeah. So listen, if you want to be like us, be cool like us, daily changes can lead to big results. So start small today. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/FCOL to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/FCOL.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Do you want to hear something kind of funny that happened last night?
Tell me.
So, okay. So Xander has a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And please don't let it seem like Xander has a lot of friends because he does not. But remember the friend that's like way too into video games?
Yes, that kid.
Yeah. So one thing that's good about
this
kid.
He's my favorite. Him and the kid that argued with his mom in front of.
Oh, that one.
Oh, I miss that kid. Where is that kid?
So that kid kind of
fell off the face of the
earth. Well, because his parents were going to send him to Xander's school. And then they were like, our kid has behavior problems. So they sent him to like a private Christian school.
Oh, jeez.
So we never saw him again.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
What did they do for our show?
I know. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Mom, help. I'm sitting on the couch.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. And then sent me the video of them screaming at each other.
Screaming at each other.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness,
like 11.
I know. He was like yelling at his mom, being like screaming at her, and then going to Xander like, I'll be right there in a second.
Yeah.
And then closing the door and screaming again.
And then remember when I came to pick Xander up and the mom was like, oh, is he scared?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's fine. Like, I totally get it.
Yeah, like, it's just like our house. Kid.
Yeah, it's just like, who doesn't, like, just go crazy at their kids?
So
Xander has this other friend, the one that is addicted to his phone.
Right.
Okay.
That kid.
That Xander sometimes, like, it's hard to hang out with this kid because at a certain point, like, that's all he wants to do.
Right.
But they do play a Fortnite a lot over the, you know.
Mm-hmm. I play with them, you know.
Yeah. You know, you talk to them online late at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
So anyway, this is just like a stupid little story. But so this kid invited Xander to go play. They go like on Poke Raids. They still do the Pokemon Go.
Oh.
Like, and then they, so it's really sweet. So the family offered to. Okay. So I was on my way to the beach and I get a text from John and he's like, hey, so let's call this kid Batman.
Okay.
So he's like, hey, Batman wants Xander to come on like a Pokemon raid.
Right.
And I was like, oh, thank God.
Right,
like Xander's been, you know, rotting away in his room.
Yeah, I know.
In his non-bust room.
Right.
Full of candy wrappers and, you know, old sparkly water cans.
Oh, that's Sonny's room.
He's sleeping in a trash dump.
Right.
Good. Get the kid out. Get him some fresh air.
Yeah.
Okay, not fresh air, but get him into a car, someone else's car for a little while. So, and then John's like, oh, I'm just a little concerned. Like, they're going to be in a car for a while. And I said, bringing it back to our earlier conversation, these people are very careful and their son doesn't do anything. He's home playing video games all day.
Right.
The only person he's seen, I believe, is Xander.
Right.
So anyway, so then I'm thinking, okay, so these people live kind of far. Mission Hills.
Oh, my God.
Which, okay, it's a straight shot up the 405, not to be like that SNL sketch.
Right.
But if there's traffic, it's a little bit, it's not crazy, but.
But it is
if somebody invites your kid to do something, I feel like it's my job to take them there and then pick them back up.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
So I get home later and John says, oh, they came and they picked Xander up. And I was like, oh, that's nice. You know? So then I'm communicating with Xander a little bit later on through Sadie.
Right.
Xander's like, what time am I coming home? And we arrange that I said through Sadie, I'm like, Sadie, tell him how long does he want to stay? It's like 8 o'clock at night at this point.
Right.
He's been with him the whole afternoon.
Okay.
I'm like, how many? He says, we're going to go back to Batman's house and play Fortnite. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah, go ahead. So now they're back. So they've been driving all around town. They pick Xander up, and now they've driven back to Mission Hills to play Fortnite.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, tell him – what time does he want to stay? He says 9:30. I go, okay, tell him I'll pick him up at 9:30.
Okay.
So 9:15 rolls around, you know, and I leave, and I drive out to – I was listening to a podcast. It was fine, but I was tired. I'd been at the beach all day.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay – you know when you're starting to like count down, like, okay,
yeah,
I'm
going to
leave, get this done.
Right.
I'm going to come home and have a shower. So I leave. Right. I get out to Mission Hills. I don't want to go in their house.
No, I know.
COVID.
No.
Like, so I'm sitting outside. I text Xander, hey, I'm here. It's 9:30. Nothing back. And I'm like, Xander. So I text him again. Hey, Xander, what are you doing? Like, I'm waiting outside. Like, come on out.
Right.
Then I text the mom. And I'm like, hey, thank you so much for having him all day. That's, like, amazing. And I really appreciate it. And tell your husband thanks for driving them around. By the way, I'm sitting outside.
Right.
Like, then my phone. Do you have Life 360?
Yes.
My Life 360 bings. Xander has arrived at home.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, oh my God. And I'm like,
that's the worst.
20 minutes from home. Like, what?
Right.
And then the mom, then Xander texts me and he's like, what? Where are you, mom? And I was like, I'm at Batman's house. Where are you? And I have the feel. I'm like, I think I know where you are because Life 360 just told me. What? What are
the
you
Batmobile
thinking?
Dropped him off.
Yeah. So then the mom is like, oh my gosh, Xander said he needed to be dropped off at 9:30. And I was like, Xander, I'm going to fucking kill you. What? Oh my God. You know that embarrassment you feel as a mom? Like,
yes.
Like, and I was like, thank you so, so much. I was like, I'm at your house, Batman's mom. I was like, for future reference, please, like, I would never, ever expect you to be, you're not my Uber. Like,
right.
I never expect you to, you picked my son up. Like,
right.
I would never, and she was like, oh, ha ha, like, I knew it was late and he said he needed to be home at 9:30. So I just assumed you needed him to get a ride. And I was like, I feel so bad. Like, I would never expect that. I'm here to pick him up.
Oh, that
we got our
sucks.
Wires crossed. So then.
Do you ever feel that your kids don't listen to you?
Yes.
They're not like, they're not sweating the details. Yeah, 9:15, you want me? Okay. And then you're like, I'll pick you up, click. And then they go to the mom. Yeah. I have to be home by 9:30.
Yeah.
Like, really? You didn't listen to anything I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what drives me nuts.
And then Xander, right, was like, oh, sorry, mom. I thought I didn't understand. And then I was like, is this my fault? In my mind, I'm like, is this, should I have been more clear? And then I was like, no, he's 12.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know better.
They're distracted.
I know.
He's Natalia Fortnite, does that shit to me all the time. She does that to me. Like, you know, she arrives home and I'm supposed to pick her up. Or,
right. Like the one where she was in Newport Beach and she's like, hey, can you come get me?
Yes. Because she's not sweat. She doesn't. She thinks coming to get her is like right around the block. She doesn't know it's Newport Beach.
Right.
You know?
She has a short attention span and doesn't remember the ride out there.
Exactly. Exactly. And she don't. Frankly, that's not her problem. She's not driving. What does she care? If it suits her for me to pick her up, like it just drives me nuts.
Right.
But to get on the same page, everybody. Yeah. I hate
these kids all think, I mean, Elby, who is super respectful in a lot of ways, I do think thinks I'm just sitting around waiting for the next ride she needs.
Right. That's, I mean, I can't tell you.
Oh, mom, by the way, I need to be at so-and-so's house. I'm like, okay, well, I'm teaching.
Right.
So I can't.
Right.
So, okay, should I ask dad then?
You think?
I guess so.
I know.
If you're going somewhere, I mean, I'm not taking you at that
right.
point. But then I, you know, and then it's like the next day she's like, okay, mom, do you have plans tomorrow? Because I need to be.
I know. I had to drive so many times this weekend with Natalia because Sonny's a no-getter and wants to stay home. Doesn't want to go anywhere. But
right.
Natalia's like, can you pick me up and take me to Devin's house? Okay. And then when the time comes, oh, but you have to pick up Annie and Olivia on the way. Is that okay? What am I going to do? Say no? Like, okay, but did I really want to go? You know, it's like a little bit out of the way. Devin's is like right up the street practically.
Right.
Like sometimes, like just walk. How about that? You know, but it's constant drive, drive, drive. This Thursday, she's going – so she's recently gone back to doing her volleyball one-on-ones with her coaches.
Uh-huh.
And that's been fine. And then she – but she's been setting them up with the coach, not me. So she tells me, you know, Saturday and Sunday next weekend, I have Shayna, Coach Shayna. I'm like, both days? Really? She's like, yeah, that's the only day she can do it. I'm like, okay, you're not like your mom at all. What a go-getter. All right. But now she got invited to go to Palm Springs with Annie's parents who
– Oh.
Yeah. So now
she got invited somewhere.
Yes. Thank God. It's not other people like, you know, like we were talking about.
Right.
She is one of the moms that listen to the show.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think very often, but – I was thinking about that, our last show when we were talking about how come, where's these parents?
Right, right, right.
She comes around when I need her.
None of my friends listen to the show.
None of my friends do either.
I think they think of it as like, oh, that's like your office job. Like,
well, I know.
Don't think they think of it as necessary to like.
Yeah, they don't. I know. It's like, don't you? Are you curious? I've been doing this show all 10 years now.
Yeah.
Don't you want to know? Like,
none of them.
Do you ever curious about if I talk shit about you or not?
I know.
No. Suzanne, I asked her over the weekend. I said, do you have any like friendship breakup stories that I can't remember anything about? Or do you remember any high drama that – and all the – she's like – so she never listens to the show and she's like – how about you talk about how your mom didn't like Pam?
You're like, okay, good.
Have you talked about –
noted that you right, don't ever listen to the show.
Right. Have you talked about Glenn and Mike at all? Did you ever think about talking about them? Did you talk about how you lost your virginity with me in the room? I was just talking about that last week, bitch.
I can't believe no one really commented on that. Like, we – completely uncovered our drunken losing my virginity, bleeding all over the place. And right, no one was like, wow, that was something.
Right. I know. Nobody said anything.
You've just come to expect like that our lives are a whole mess.
I know. Like, oh, that's like, yeah, just what else happening is new on a Wednesday. What else do they got? I know. Nobody did they? I looked and they didn't know. No, like, hey, I lost my virginity at whatever.
Right.
Nothing.
No.
Really, you people?
Just make us feel like freaks?
Yeah,
like we're the weirdos.
What?
Come on.
Right.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Did we talk about Go Macro, by the way?
No, we haven't. We haven't. It's
listen,
time for another ad.
Guess what I had this morning for breakfast?
A Go Macro bar?
Absolutely. And it filled me up. And I could feel good because it's, you know, it's all – it's – what is it? It's gluten-free. It's
yes,
certified organic, vegan, gluten-free, kosher, non-GMO, clean, raw, and soy-free ingredients. And no artificial flavors
but
either.
But they taste good. And here's how I know. John will literally eat a box of them.
Yeah,
at
I know.
A sitting.
I know. The kids
I can't keep
went
them in the house.
I know. We got a new box from last week. Uh-huh. I took them home and hid them because I like them. How about that for a change? Not just
yes,
you kids.
Well, they have really – they don't even have high fructose corn syrup.
No.
They're so good. And
they're delicious.
They're great if your kids – and a lot of kids do have a vegan friend. Everybody's,
yeah,
got, that
everybody's
vegan
got that
friend.
Everybody's got that vegan friend.
That you're like tearing through your cupboards going, what am I going to give this kid for a snack?
Right.
Well, now you have something. You know? You
yes,
have something that you didn't have to buy just specifically for a vegan.
For them.
But something everybody likes. They yeah, have flavors like – they come in 4 picky eater approved flavors: chocolate chip cookie dough, yum; peanut butter cup,
yum;
chocolate brownie,
it's
and
my
oatmeal
favorite,
chocolate chip cookie.
And then there was one that I had this morning that was, it was like sea salt and like brown sugar. It wasn't brown sugar, but it was something like that. It was delicious. It was so good.
So look for that flavor. Listen, a better future starts with our kids. Every time you give your child a macro bar, you're sharing the power of sustainability, the importance of giving back, and the joy of a plant-based lifestyle with the next generation. Get your hands on Go Macro's brand new kids macro bars by going to gomacro.com and using the promo code FCOL for 30% off plus free shipping on all orders over $50.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
I had a Oh.
Also,
yeah.
Geico.
Oh yeah.
Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% off top of the month. That's 15% on the top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles and a fresh fruit compote? No.
No.
As nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Do you want to hear about me getting mad at somebody?
Yes.
Which
I always want to hear about.
The reason I tell you this is because it's so it really rarely happens because with all my three kids and their various needs, I'm on the phone with health care providers and a lot.
Right.
And normally I'm very polite, but oh my God, I had one of those.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
So with COVID, everything is shut down.
Right.
So Sadie has an appointment with her specialist at Children's Hospital for her bone, her bone, but her growth. Right.
So right.
She's, you know, okay. So it's always a kashaw. Every 6 months, we take her to Children's Hospital. She sees this specialist. She gets blood work done, and it's something called a bone age scan where you take an X-ray of her hand, and it tells you how far in the growth – like it tells you how long she has to keep growing, basically.
Right.
Okay. So I had to go do this stuff myself because she's not having an in-person appointment.
Right.
She does them all online.
Mm-hmm.
Telehealth, it's called. So I – was being a go-getter, and I, as soon as I made the appointment, which was like, let's just say 2 weeks away at that point, I took her that day. We went and we got blood work done, and then I had to take her to their children's hospital has a, what do you call it? Like, it's like a satellite office.
Yeah. Okay.
So you didn't have to drive all the way into Hollywood. Right. There's one right in Encino where I live. Okay.
Right.
So I got to go to the lab there, but they don't do radiology.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go to the outpatient of a hospital.
Right.
But my doctor's office told me I can go anywhere.
Okay.
And that they'll send them the results.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I gave it extra time.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. So I go in. And the lady at the front desk of the place, I have to fill out a ton of – it was ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
All this information and, you know, especially – and we were the only people in the office, but this woman was acting very extra about COVID.
Ridiculous.
I was like, we're wearing masks. We're not anywhere near you. But you know when they like constantly wipe off? Like I was like, I didn't even touch that surface, bitch. Like relax.
Yes. I'm sure she was behind a plexiglass.
Yes, she was.
Yes.
And she was also had that like just non-helpful attitude
the
whole time.
Oh my God. I know that.
Yeah.
I just went through that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. So I just want to be clear. So how do I get the result? I need to get the results of this for her doctor's appointment. And she said, oh, yeah. And by the way, Sadie goes in, gets the – after I fill out a mountain of paperwork.
Right.
Do it and answer a million questions and go through the insurance and pay a copay and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes back, does the bone age thing, comes back in 1 second. And then the lady, nowhere to be found. For so long. And I finally, I was like kind of poking my head through the window and going, hello, like, is anybody here? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the lady comes out as if I've like, she was hibernating and I just like interrupted.
Right.
Like,
I hate those
like,
bitches.
Like, what could you possibly want? And I was like, hi, just trying to check on how I get the results.
Right.
It's really important that I get. And she's like, yeah, your doctor just has to log on to Epics or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, okay, but my doctor's at Children's Hospital. It's like not Providence or whatever.
Right.
She's like, yeah, they all use it. And I go, okay, but is he going to know that? She goes, I said, because the last time I remember a few years ago, I did this and I came back and got the CD and then gets mailed. That's why I did this early. She's like, no, you don't need that.
Don't
we don't do that anymore.
Don't
we don't, that's not how it works. I was like,
okay.
Okay, so well, for sure, I just want to double check. This is important. Like, so he's going to automatically – yes, yes. Okay. So I go, okay.
Like you're bugging her.
Right. So Friday, I email my kid's doctor's office and I was like, hey, so just to make sure I had done the blood work, you should have that. And I did the bone age scan and I hope – Dr. Geffner's logged on to the whatever thing.
Right.
And she's like, no, what are you talking about? No, I don't have – I didn't receive the bone age scan. And I was like, well, there was a thing that he's supposed to log on to. And she's writes back like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
We need to get the CD of this. Uh-huh. So I call. I know I talked to the same woman at the front desk.
Right.
I was like, hi, I brought my daughter in and I talked – and the woman who I talked to, I don't know if it was you, the scheduling desk, she goes, no, it wasn't me.
I hate – why? Why do they have to be so combative, A, and B, they just want to be unhelpful. Yeah. They just don't want to help.
Right.
Their immediate go-to is, no, you can't. Did you bring this? Oh, you don't have this? Did you go back and get it? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I hate that.
I start out these things always so nice.
Right.
Like, I'm just wondering because I was told and they're like a brick wall.
Right.
Nope.
Right.
So I say, oh, well, so I had this bone age scan done like a week and a half ago, and apparently my doctor says he's at Children's Hospital, not some podunk,
right,
like, you know, one horse town,
yeah, yeah,
no computer system.
Right.
Fucking Children's Hospital. Right. I think if there's a thing that everybody knows about, I think Children's Hospital would know about it.
Right. Absolutely.
Sorry, but they're not in the dark ages.
Yes.
Like, oh, well, that old Children's Hospital? Right. Well, they need to get with the new system. No.
Right. No.
They know what's going on.
Yeah. Yes.
I was already like, my heart start. Because then I said, yeah, so my doctor didn't know what you were talking about with the system, with the thing that all the doctors log on to. And she's like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, well, when I was there, the person who was checked us in told me that you guys don't print out you don't email it. Because I had said, can you email me the results so I can – and then I'll send it to the – or can,
right,
can you fax it to, right, the doctor? No, we don't do that.
Of course not.
I said, so I was told that you don't do anything with physical records. You don't email them. It's all done on a system. And she goes, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. She goes, I'm new.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I said, okay, but this was the person who's supposed to answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like you go through a phone tree and they go, if you have any other questions, stay on the line.
Right.
If you're not trying to schedule an appointment, but you have a question. So I said, okay, well, you are the person who they put me through to answer questions.
Right.
And this seems like a pretty basic question that I need to know how to get my daughter's record the whole point of me having the scan.
Mm-hmm.
Was to now see the results of the scan.
Right.
And I don't know how to get them. Can you tell me?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, well, I guess if you were told that there's a system that your doctor has to log on to, I guess you should try that.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God.
I said,
See, then the
Yeah. So like I just said, my doctor doesn't know what system you're talking about. Can you tell me the system? And she goes, well, I don't know, whatever they told you. I swear to God, Lynette.
Oh, my God.
And I said, this couldn't be any less helpful
right
now.
Did you tell her that?
Yes. Yeah. I was like, this couldn't be less helpful. I said, am I being punked?
Right.
I said, I'm calling you. I said, if you don't have this information, instead of having an attitude like I'm bothering you, can you just transfer me to somebody who can answer this question?
Right.
She's like, well, hold on. Let me check with radiology. So I go, okay. So I thought she's transferring me. So the phone's ringing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then she comes back on the line.
Oh, no.
And it was so weird. And she goes, the system's called Epix.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, you got that from radiology? Like, can I talk to radiology?
Yes.
She's like, no, that's what they do. They put it up on Epix. And I said, okay, but my doctor doesn't know about that. What? How else can I get this record?
Right.
My doctor's appointment's on Wednesday.
Right.
I need it.
Right.
She goes, well, I guess you're going to have to call the records department.
Oh, my God.
I said, well, can you transfer me to the records department? Or do you have a phone number for them?
Right.
She goes, they've gone home. I was so mad. So guess what? I still don't have an answer. I have no answer. Yes, her appointment's on Wednesday. I was just like,
are you kidding?
Okay. Thanks for nothing.
Oh, my God. Isn't it crazy, too, when you start out?
I don't have anyone to complain about it to.
I know. Like, when you start off, like, nice and polite, and then you hold it together as long as possible. And then after a while, my switch just flips. And then it's like, it's battle mode now. Now I'm getting condescending, and now I want to talk to the manager. And now it's like, I just like.
I go full Karen.
Yes. And you want to just put a bullet in your head. Like, why? What do I have to do? Like, what? Why can't these people just be help? What is it?
I don't know. And like why are they in the position? Why are they the person? Why would you put somebody who knows absolutely less than nothing? Yes. Why would you make that the go-to for general questions?
Right. She doesn't even know what she ate for breakfast.
No.
I know.
I mean, granted, I don't either, but I'm just.
Yeah, but you're not on a phone tree.
No, I'm not. I don't understand. And I was so frustrated. I just hung up and I was like, I don't know.
Like, I know you're defeated.
Well, I don't know why I bothered having go, because I was so proud of myself for being a go-getter.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna take her to this. I had called. I should have known, because when I called the radiology place in the first place, mm-hmm. I was like, hey, do you have to be at this hospital, or is this just a random, like, can I just come here for a record to do a bone age scan for Children's Hospital? And they were like, yeah, whatever. You can just come for whatever. And I said, oh, okay, good. Can I make an appointment? I don't think you need an appointment. I don't think. They didn't really know. Like, it sounds good.
Sure.
Come on by. Wear a mask. I was like, okay.
I know. The same similar thing happened to me a week ago when I took Sunny to the bank to open up a bank account.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I want to open up a savings account and a checking account, I guess,
You want like a debit card.
Yes.
You want like a checking.
Right.
Basically.
Right. A checking account. But I also wanted a savings account for him as well. That was asking too much. But so the very first thing out of the teller's mouth was, did he bring a school ID? And I said, no, but I have a social security card and I have a copy of his birth certificate. And well, he needs a student ID to have the high school checking account. And I was like, okay, well, how about a regular checking account? And just everything out of her mouth was, go away. I don't want to help you.
And by the way, you're giving them money.
I know.
It's not like you're taking out a loan.
Right.
Like that you might not be good for.
Right.
Like you're like, I would like to give you money. I don't think you need a photo ID for me to hand you money to hold for me.
Right. Exactly. And then, so she's like, all right, well, wait here. And I was already, and I know Sunny doesn't like when I get all hell and paradise on people. So I realized that going into it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep my cool.
Karen Paradise.
Right, Karen Paradise. He hates it. So I'm like, I'm not going to embarrass him. I'm going to keep my cool, even though I'm irritated now. Then the lady comes and goes, come sit over here behind the plexiglass and I can help you. And then she's this old lady that just doesn't want to be there and is irritated by everything.
Right.
And then, she does this thing. She goes, she goes through the list that I don't have. And I go, but I have this, this, and that. And then she goes, you have the original? I said, you want the original birth certificate? I have it on email. I have it right here. I can email it to you. We can print it out. Like, I also have a hard copy of it. Which one would you like? No, I need to have the real one, the original. You need the original birth certificate? And she said, yes.
What?
I know. And then
He's not like going to Russia.
I know, right? And I said, I just did this with his twin and they didn't ask for the original. I know. So I came with what I need. What I'm being prepared.
Right.
And then she goes, okay, pull up the copy. And then I pull up the copy, and of course it's not going through or something, or their Wi-Fi or something's out and it's not going through. And then she goes, well, that's okay, because I need the original anyway. And I go, but 5 minutes ago you were going to take the copy, but now because the little wheel is spinning and it's not going through, now all of a sudden you're going to be employee of the month and ask for the original? Like, really? You know what I mean? Like, these people that want to – they just felt like it just they it's close to 5 o'clock yeah. and they want to leave.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
They, come on.
So they just become a brick wall. And
right.
they're just like, yeah, so that's not going to work out
right.
for you today.
Right. They just want every blockage they can think of
yeah.
to get you out of their
yeah.
hair. Like,
yeah.
Well, come on. It, after 2 hours later, we walked out of there, not with a savings, but with a checking, because then she's like, well, you're going to make savings. Now you got to call and you got to come back. We got to make an appointment. And I was like, good,
oh.
because it's 2 hours later. And I want to get the hell out of here. So he still doesn't have a savings account, but at least it's a step.
But he can keep his money in the bank. That's what it's really
yeah.
helped Elby.
Yeah.
She
definitely.
Has her own. She deals with her own money now.
Yeah.
I give her allowance, $100
right.
at the beginning, the first of the month.
Yeah.
And I do remember with her, not because I remember, but because she's like, Mom, it's time for my allowance.
Yeah.
And then even if I'm tired or doing something, she'll be like, do you want me to do it?
She does.
Because it's face ID. So all she has to do is stick my phone in my face.
Right.
Open my bank account, transfer the money.
Done.
So it's fine.
Right.
And then honestly, it's really helped because her being 15, it's like she buys her own. If she goes to like,
mm-hmm.
I pay for meals, mm-hmm. she carries around one of my credit cards
uh-huh.
for like.
In case
she has dinner, used to be back in the day when she was going to the mall.
Right.
I wanted to cover her actual meal.
Right.
But anything extra, like if she's going to Boba with a friend, if she's going to Froyo and buying clothes, which
right.
she does online
right.
a lot, that's her.
Right. That's what we've been doing with Natalia. Sonny wants to save his money for a car.
Oh, I like that.
But I know. So I just going to put it in my savings account or something. It's like,
yeah.
I don't want to put a bullet in my head and go through that torture again.
I know. It's terrible.
And it was like 2 hours later. It was ridiculous.
Oh, my God. This show kind of flew by.
Yeah,
I feel
did.
Like I got a lot of stuff off.
I know. A lot of stuff off our chest.
So listen. Before we wrap
yeah.
this week, I want to do a shout out for Robin's sister, Tracy, who's a court-appointed special advocate, or CASA, and she's getting the word out about the program. CASA of Los Angeles mobilizes community volunteers to advocate for kids who have experienced abuse and neglect. They have a website, CASALA.org, but they're also a national program. So if you're not in LA, just Google CASA Advocate.
Yeah.
Find a local program, and it's something
it's a cool
to do.
Thing. Yeah.
And if you make a donation or do it, dedicate it to Tracy Doyle.
Nice.
Doyle.
I think maybe Tracy can be one of my best friends, just like Robin's your friend.
Maybe yes.
Tracy and I are going to go to the movies.
She's really cool. You would like her. And also, this was the last week of this shout out. So you're not going to hear this shout out again. So Zachary Elsasser's band, Affectionately.
Oh.
And they just released their album titled, do you remember this? I Spend Most
in
of My Time
in
My
Room.
Give it a listen. It's on Spotify, iTunes, and Bandcamp, also Facebook and Instagram. And that's a shout out from his mom.
That's sweet.
Also, Jennifer Moncada has Preppy Prodigy. That's the personalized school and office supplies. And they've got pencils, stickers, address labels, thank you cards.
Oh, I love that.
Go to Preppy Prodigy to check her out. And you know what? Ulysses this week didn't have a specific shout out. So you know what Ulysses is like the king of? Going around to people's GoFundMes where he finds them and like throwing $10 at people.
Oh, that's so
20
nice.
Bucks. So like maybe pay it forward.
That's nice.
Be like Ulysses and go help some GoFundMe.
Yes.
With a little donation.
Thank you.
And then Sylvia Berlin is with Berlin Team Homes and Remax Coastal Homes. They serve all of Orange County. And you can email Sylvia at SILVIA@BerlinTeamHomes.com. CADRE01988601. And then this week, last but not least, Sarah Dean.
Shameless
I love mom. Sarah.
Yeah.
I told you she's in doing my writing workshop
yeah.
on Thursday nights,
mm-hmm.
and she is kick ass, hilarious.
Really? Oh, that's nice.
Yep. She told a story about doing a home birth, and she was being super funny about it.
Oh, my God.
Like, hating it. It's all about how she had a terrible experience but saw herself as a total go-getter that was just going to, like, show all these ladies how it's done. Yeah. And then she just shit goes sideways, really.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But so she does a podcast. Check it out. Yeah. Shameless Mom Academy podcast. Nice. Go to shamelessmom.com. Yeah. That's it for this week.
Okay. Well, there you go. It's enough show for you people.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kaylin.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.